Okay, we've left our executive session. We've entered now into our regular session. The time is 9:39. Part of our discussion was our contract with our city attorney, Kevin Daniels, and whether or not to renew his contract. So I'll entertain a motion to renew his Kevin Daniels contract for $1,100 for the criminal fee and $400 for the civil, which creates a hybrid with a 20% discount, and for the next 6 months, an additional 5%. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion by Councilman Stewart. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
A second by Councilman Hansen to renew the contract for our attorney, city attorney Kevin Daniels, for a hybrid fee of $1,500 with a 25% discount in the next 6 months. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Carries 5-0. Therefore, we'll award that contract and make that payment, correct, Lacey?
Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll go over unfinished business and report of councilman members, I should say. Councilman Fisher.
Just a little bit. Unfortunately, we did not get the grant.
Nothing?
No, they said that it was the most competitive grant cycle that they've ever had, and they said we scored really well. There's a couple things they'd like to see us improve on, and that's the ADA stuff, ADA, adding some more details into that and thinking about more aspects of it. I did talk to Cade, and he said that there are other options in the fall. We can build off of that grant we already put together, and we can build off of that and apply for some others. So I'm not giving up hope on it because it's definitely something I really feel like I want to do for the park. But
I think it's a great idea.
That's kind of just where that one fell. And then I know that the Harvest Parade is officially going to be the fourth Saturday of September. And so that's going to be, I think, the 27th or something of this. So this time. And I haven't heard any other details, but I know that they have had a meeting and I've had some ideas coming of things they want to do.
Hey, again, that was so great. I had lots of compliments on that.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was a great event. And I hope to just keep building, that we'll keep building, and I'm sure that they will. And then the last thing we needed to ask Jonah about if he had gotten information on the planter box on the sign.
Oh, yeah.
It's sign.
The problem is I didn't reach back out to Kim, but it's a go. Like, we can definitely do it. And then okay. I was just going to make sure that we have water going over to it. He does have it set up to bring two planters in on the top. You can probably see the pipe work that's up there. And then I asked him about getting in the bottom, and he said that it would be fine for me to set up a drip system like I did at the cemetery. Okay. Definitely want to do that too.
Where is this?
At Triple L's.
Signed, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's some dirt and water there.
So I'll reach back out to Kim tomorrow. I'll put my cell phone up right now. And then I apologize for not getting back to Tony.
No, you're good.
Yeah, let's get something there. Sweet.
Okay, that's
a great idea. Thank you for being observant on that as well. I think that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. So, anything else?
No, I actually just have one question. When are we doing our budget?
Next time,
okay.
We'll do a public hearing along with it.
Okay. It's going to be a big meeting.
I hope so.
Huge.
I do. I hope there's a lot of people that come and ask questions. Because the more people that are here that we can educate, the easier it's going to be as they go out amongst, you know, the other residents. Councilman Hanson.
Have you seen the text on the new water delivery for June?
I had one question on that. The hours that you give, that's per station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said that's what I thought it was, so I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, so your whole system can run for that hour.
If it has five sprinklers.
Yes.
And five stations.
So if you got five stations, each one can run for an hour.
Okay.
Your whole system can run for an hour.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for that clarification.
An hour every day.
No.
Every week.
No.
Well,
yeah.
It depends on how many shares and sprinklers.
Based off one share.
That's for one share.
Okay.
Yeah.
huge favor from Stephen, if you don't mind. Let the farmers know if it's 0.35, that's 4 shares per nozzle. If it's 0.30, that's 5 shares per nozzle.
Stephen.
Hanson. Boy, he went ballistic yesterday. Oh, it was just, it's too much because it's just like, I'm just like, Stephen, I don't know how.
I'm not going to make a special text for the farmers.
No, I said I would on the next one. I said definitely on the next one that we send out.
Well, just to include that? Is that what you're saying? Are you just going to include that? Is that what you're saying, though?
We'll just put farmers, 5 shares per nozzle.
Farmers, this equates to...
Okay.
Is there like a formula even?
Oh, there's a formula.
There's lots of formulas.
And I'll tell you what, it'll make your head spin.
I have to have this little Excel sheet right here because I don't like to do the math. It just does it for me.
There you go.
Which we're so grateful for.
Anyway, that could possibly drop daily depending on deliveries from 6 mile and 12 mile. The original email I got from Gunnison said they was going to keep it at 0.4, at least for a little while, unless the creek started running low, and 2 days later they dropped it.
Yeah, they checked it out quick.
Yeah, so pray for some rain the next couple days.
We're supposed to have some this week and it didn't come.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't have anything to report, and I was going to write this down. He was going to have a meeting with somebody over secondary water. I forget what it was.
It's going to be Stan Jensen, and we're going to talk about constructing a board, what it would take and what it would look like.
Okay, could I be involved in that?
Would you please? I'm going to try and set it for not next week, because I'm super busy next week, but the following week probably.
Okay, just let me know.
Okay. Is there a time or a day that works better for you?
Yeah, anything after 3 works best, preferably not a Wednesday or a Thursday.
I'll remember that. And I'll see what works, what lines up for him, too. Okay.
Can I ask a question on
please.
Secondary?
By the way, anybody can come to that meeting, but if there's more than 3 of us, we just need to notify that we're going to have a meeting. And I'm not going to close it to anyone. But just let me know. You got to let us know a couple days before.
Okay.
You set the meeting.
So a couple people have been concerned about, the meters, where they're being placed.
Are they people?
Because some people, no.
Okay.
I don't know if they have them or not. Probably, I don't think they have, or they would have been. Probably would have asked Joan already.
I was going to say, because Joan is making contact with everybody beforehand and walking through it.
But, some people have their line that comes off the main irrigation line, and it's quite lengthy to get to their yard, and they'll have spigots coming up. So if that meter's placed where the valves are, they can still turn on the spigots and not get their water will be metered.
Generally, the meter will be where it comes into the property.
Okay.
I'm speaking before they start.
Ask them if you have spigots, because that's a way to bypass.
Yeah, days before they actually even go under the ground, he'll be there. Talking to them and walking in their yard, and then giving them a heads up of what it would be like.
Okay. And so that's basically right where it comes off the main irrigation.
Yes. As long as it's inside of your property. I get inside of your property. Bart used to have a valve.
Yeah, go on, check it out. It's actually
really
cool. Joan the other day. Once.
So you'd have to go into her pasture and shut the valve off. Now, as soon as I got into his property, put a box, now he's got a valve to shut him.
Okay.
And just for the record, Jonah, you guys done an awesome job on that. All them I've seen up to this point, they look good.
Yeah, I think so. I'm super impressed. I'm super excited.
One of the things we're going to do, too, and I mentioned this to Jonah and I mentioned it to Gary.
Thank you, Bart.
Today is,
thank you.
Yeah.
And that's good to know because people in Gunnison, there's a lot of people that aren't real happy.
Well, here's what we're going to do is we're going to, everyone that's been done, and there's 38 so far, we're going to send out a survey. And we're going to ask a number of questions, points of emphasis that we've talked about that we want to see. And part of the reason, for a couple of reasons, one is We want to know how we're doing, and if there's room to improve or there's gaps, we want to know what they are so we can. I suspect, and it sounds like we're doing great. The other is, you know, if there's ever a question or anything comes back, or if the state says, you know, you're doing this as a city, how can that be? We throw down surveys that show the positive, you know, that certainly helps our cause. And I want to know. I'll be honest with you. I want to know what people think.
I want to know, too.
So, I'll be putting that together here shortly. That's one on my to-do list. John, is there anything else?
What are you doing your next one, John?
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to call you Monday. How about tomorrow, after 3?
That would be perfect.
Okay.
Tomorrow's Thursday?
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay.
You just let me know.
I'll call you.
Good.
That's all I got.
Okay.
I can even take you over to Wanda's where we're going to be eliminating a bunch of spigots.
Good. Okay, Councilman Hammond.
I have a question. Our sewer pumps, where we replaced them here a month ago, 2 months ago, whenever it was, do we have backups? Or
yeah, we're actually making, I think he's making one back, either that or he's rebuilding both of them. So we bought the two new ones, set those ones back to get them completely rebuilt. So
and then next question, if you're getting, and that was kind of where I was going with this, was who rebuilds them?
I think Mountain Land is rebuilding these ones, unless they set them.
And the big reason why I'm involved in a lot of that stuff, especially with them, I noticed when we were down there, they were Gorman Rupp pumps.
Right.
And I deal with a couple of different companies that service them, or sell and service both. But anyway, to get them rebuilt, I know a couple of different companies that do a superb job at that.
Oh, sweet.
For half the cost of
don't find out, and that's sure.
That was what I was wondering.
Good. Is it already being rebuilt?
It probably already is, but we want
for
to know.
Future.
Yeah. Well, because then we can get it out too.
Yeah.
And that was another question I had. Do we have, you know, if we don't, that's something we need to do is get a few different bids
sure.
for that kind of stuff.
We did when we replaced it.
I'll be honest with you. At first they're like, well, let's just go with this one. And I said, nah, we got it.
Lots of money, huh?
Well, it is because of the amount of money we have to bid it, and we did. We got 3 bids, didn't we?
Only 2.
Well, we put it out.
We put it out.
Only 2.
And tried to get 3.
We tried to get at least 3,
but we got, yeah.
But anyway, I was just curious. I'd never heard that if we had a spare or if we was getting one rebuild
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was my question.
Can you send your information to Jonah and Stuart so they have it?
I can. Yes, no, I will.
Yeah, thank you.
Put it at the shop somewhere.
Absolutely.
Good. Anything else?
That's all I have. Just wanted to commend Jonah and his crew on their meter installs.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
One of the things that impressed me, and it's a rarity anymore, when he got done over there, cleaned up, there wasn't a speck of nothing.
Sure.
I mean, he done it.
That's how we do it.
Job.
Who did it? Who put it in?
Ben did. Over there.
It's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, he does.
It's great. He does do good work.
Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead.
One dog issue is all we got. It was a bad one.
Was it the letter one?
No. That's the old. We got dog issues all over town. But this dog attacked another dog. It's a mess.
Is it? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's easy. I think we've got a good routine going with taking court fees and allowing better structure, you know what I mean, building a better structure for all of it. I think the center field's doing the best effort.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah. One kudos that, now that you say that with dogs, it reminded me. We've set aside an allotment of money to do code enforcement, and right now the police department is just fulfilling that as part of their responsibility. And that's saving us quite a bit, even though, you know, our costs are going up with the police, but that's been a benefit. This police chief has been very proactive. His guys are on board. They support him. And
they help us.
I was going to say, the ways that they help us is a benefit that we've never had before. So,
right.
I should have said
that. We were able to progress. We don't get stuck somewhere. Right. It's a huge blessing.
Anything else on your end? Do you want to report on the sewer meeting that we had?
You want me to do that? Yeah. We had the sewer meeting that me and Sue went with the engineers this early.
No, we went to, and then you talked about one with the engineers.
All right. Well, we went to a meeting and had five engineer firms put in a bid to help us with the sewer master plan so that we can figure out how to move forward with the immediate problem we got, obviously, with the number one cell, and then kind of help us come up with a plan on what we want to do for 30 to 50 years. The sewer board got together and picked the top three that we wanted to meet with, which just barely happened this last Monday. Took them, met with Dennis.
So they are?
JUB, up north somewhere. Sunrise and Jones and DeMille. Had a really great meeting out there. Shared lots of good thoughts.
So they sent representatives and they did a field trip to go show them some of the
kids. Yeah, so that we can get them out to the actual ponds and show them what's going on so that they can put together their best solutions, and then they come back next Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to tell you.
And then present
4 o'clock.
Their ideas on what they want to, you know, their suggestions or ideas or recommendations.
Their proposal.
Their proposals, on what they want to do moving forward. Great meeting.
It was good. So we talked about that in the meeting earlier, but yeah, so things are progressing there. Good. Anything else?
No. Unless you think I can't think of anything.
Okay. Anything on the maintenance end?
That's what I'm wondering.
You did get a new wheelbarrow.
Oh, that thing's sweet. Hey, but I'm gonna get one more of it too.
Did you see it?
No.
It's not worthy.
Hey.
No.
Hey. It is. I went out and played with it. It's mechanical.
It's been a good idea. This thing will change the game on the rest of the meter installs. No questions asked.
It's awesome. It dumps. It will haul.
It's like three wheelbarrows. So you load it up before you even leave. Get over there. You got your hole. I guess sometimes we better be careful because we might need it empty to actually dump the spoils in, and then come back over and fill it all up with gravel. But even then, we can just come over and get the back on and fill it up with gravel over there. Get it right into the backyard. Perfect amount of gravel to get down in the bottom of these. I mean, it is a dream.
He was so excited.
It's a dream.
Like, it was a kid on Christmas. It was awesome. So,
Is it better than a hydrovac?
Yeah.
Oh, it is up there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And what are we doing spending that much money on a hydrovac?
This hydrovac is very important. This thing, in the long run, it won't be, but for the meter jobs, yes, it is. Right next, right after the micro minis, this thing's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. I'll tell you, we talked about a week ago, and he had about 23 or 4 in, and right now he has 38.
39.
So you can see that now they're starting to gain some traction and get it done. So this is great.
What was the goal for this year? 280?
I want anywhere from 240 to 280. I'm hoping
for 280. And we'd take 300.
I'll take
500. Oh, I would love 300. Boy, that would make next year, that would make me feel a super amount better.
But they're working and they're doing well.
Yeah. So. And now the rest of the year we're not moving forward with projects that we've already.
Anything else?
No.
Councilman Stewart.
You
No, I before I went on vacation, I called Tom Seeley again.
Okay.
And he said he was just swamped with everything. He didn't have an answer for me. And then I called him again today, same thing. So
what I'll do is next week is the mayor and commissioners meeting, and I know Scott. If I know Scott, he'll ask me, and then I'll say, we've gone to him a couple times, and then he'll put pressure, and I bet we'll see something.
Okay. That's the help. Finished the
farm. And I know he's busy, but I'm sure it's not. I'm sure if he gets a commissioner, you know, chipping in his ear a little.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So.
Anyway, I've tried.
Thank you. No, that's all you can do. Anything else?
No, that's just one more to get one of those blue barrels.
Oh, I thought you were white people will tell you when I get them.
Yeah.
It's going to have lots of money, but man, I'm telling you what, it is worth this money.
It's awesome. Lacey, do you have anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I missing anything from our meeting earlier? I think we covered everything.
No.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Just let us when you hear. Let us know when you hear back from Kevin on the contract.
Okay.
We'll push that through.
All right. Okay. So just to be clear, excuse me, to clarify, I'll text him or email him and text him about the contract, have him go through that, and then we'll put the property deal on the next meeting.
Perfect.
And hopefully and we'll have everything back by the end of it.
Yes.
And I'll contact the landowner and let him know about it.
Let Kevin know we need it by Friday.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll do. Next Friday, right? You said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make it.
Go ahead. Usually I have to wait.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Councilman Fisher. Do I have a second? John, you want that? John will second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's 10 o'clock on the nose. Guys, this is one of the latest ones we've had. But we got through a lot of stuff.
We did.
Thank you.
That was an important meeting.
We are adjourned.